Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. Now exclusively right here on the Busted Open Podcast, our very own Hall of Famer. That's right, the world's strongest man, Mark Henry, speaks to arguably the greatest of all time. That's right, Stone Cold Steve Austin, right now on the road to WrestleMania 37.
Skip.
What's up, Mark?
Ma, ain't nothing wrong, man. How you doing?
Well, I'm in this little utility room in Nevada. We're building a place over here, so we're kind of in the guest house. So this is a little hangout room that I do my broadcast from. I have my Broken Skull studio out there in the shop, but I don't get good reception out there, so I'm basically in this little gimmick room.
Man, this is a good time, man. WrestleMania season is upon us. You got your favorite WrestleMania memory?
One of my favorites would have been WrestleMania 13 with Bret the Hitman Hart passing out in a pool of blood, because he really made me in that match. And of course, we executed a double turn, which is super rare because it's not often done. And then to pull off and execute that takes a lot of talent to do that, and we did. Winning my first title in 14 against, Shawn Michaels, the greatest in-ring performer, in my opinion, ever, with the one and only Mike Tyson, who brought all those outside eyeballs to the product, Mark. And I'll never forget when Vince says, we thought about bringing Mike Tyson in, and I'm like, this is how stupid I was, because I was all about the business, right? I was like, man, do you think we really need Mike? It's like, dude, as you know, when Mike came in, I mean, the whole world started watching. So I was like, hello, McFly. Yeah, we need Mike Tyson. So those two. And of course, I got to go to 17 because me and The Rock, 17 was a loaded card and everybody got off that night. Everybody had a stellar match. And it was a record crowd in the Houston Astrodome. And we ripped it from head, from start to finish, we ripped it. Of course, I turned heel, but that's following the Hardys and Edge and Chris and all those guys, Dudleys, doing all that stuff with that they did. So those were three, WrestleMania 14, 13, and 17 highlights.
I would have to say that 17 holds a special place for me because, Dwayne, him and I were came off of living together and everything, and it was like a brother to me. That dude, he spoke so highly of you and like how humble he was to be able to have the opportunity to be in the ring with you. Was there somebody that was like that for you?
Yeah, I would say Bret the Hitman Hart, because he handpicked me to make his comeback against in 96 in the Garden after he had his some work done on his knee. And he saw me coming, and he knew that we could make money together. And, he told Vince, I want to work with Steve Austin. And then, of course, we worked, that match and many others. And then we also worked that 13 match. So that match in the Garden, it was a old school type match. And, of course, he goes, I've never beaten Bret. He's always gone over on me, but Bret the Hitman Hart helped make Stone Cold. And so he was that guy for me.
So I got a chance to come up there to Los Angeles and see how y'all shoot the show and be on the show with you. I've seen some good shows since then. The one stand out to you, like as one of the shows that you've done on the Broken Skull sessions, as well as the Stone Cold Steve Austin show.
Man, they're all interesting, Mark, because the business being so personality driven, everybody's so different. Everybody brings a different energy to the show. And this last one that I did with Randy Orton, everybody's buzzing about that because I guess Randy doesn't do a whole lot of interviews, and I don't know that well. And for him to come over and be as open and honest and candid as he did has got a lot of feedback. But I go back to when I came down to Austin with you, and I was about to come to your studio and interview you, and I told my wife, I said, man, I said, I got myself in hot water here. I said, because Mark's got, you know, 20 years in the wrestling business. He's going into the Hall of Fame. He's one of the strongest guys in the world. He's broke every record there is to break. I said, I haven't done enough homework. And that was, you remember when I came down there and you was telling stories and I was just like blown away. That was my favorite podcast still to this day that I've ever done. And I'm no longer podcasting anymore. Maybe I'll get back into it. Maybe I won't. Maybe this has taken its place. But that was my favorite podcast of all time because when you came to do Broken Skull Sessions, it was like, yeah, we had fun and that was a good show, but we had already been there. So yeah. It's hard to recreate and I didn't want to go back over the same stuff. You know the deal.
Yeah. I was a little jealous when I saw you shooting guns. I'm trying to think of who the guy was that y'all shot gun.
Joe McHill and Bert Kreischer.
Bert. Yeah, that's the one I saw. Like, I'm when you come to Austin next time, I got a couple of things I want to see you hold and shoot.
I didn't know that you was into that.
Oh, man, that's my thing. I got a .454 Casull handgun. It's like shooting an elephant gun, but a pistol.
I know exactly what it is because we had a .454 Casull and a .500 when Ice-T did my Straight Up Steve Austin show, and he shot that .500 and it almost flew out of his hands. And I won't say the same thing, but he goes, God dang it. And it just blew the ice sculpture completely away. So, yeah, I know that .500, that .454, they are bad.
Yeah, man. Well, I tell you, man, I'm hearing all these great things. And if somebody would have told me 20 years ago, hey, man, you know Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to be working with Tide, a detergent company, I would have said, Steve? How did all this come about?
Man, but the cool thing about it is my mom, that's all we used back in the day is Tide. And me and my wife, today, that's all we use is Tide. So for those people to reach out, they call my agent and they explain the commercial to me. And I was like, hold on, Ice-T's doing it. Vanilla Ice is doing it. Mr. T's doing it. Stone Cold, you know, it all made sense, right? So when you see these spots, they're pretty funny. But originally I told my agent, I said, at the time I was a little bit heavy. And I said, man, I'm low, man. I ain't in very good shape. And it took some convincing for me to jump on board just because I was out of shape. And the people from Tide says, don't worry, we'll shoot around Steve. We'll make him look good. So so Tide actually took care of me in the commercial. And I got a chance. We were sitting there doing these cold calls, me and Ice-T. And he leans over to me because we'd already asked him to be on Straight Up Steve Austin months before. And he hadn't given an answer yet. And he goes, you know, because he's very charismatic, right? And he's got that cadence. He goes, you know, your people reached out to me about being on your show. I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, I think I'm going to do it. And I called my producer. I said, T told me he's going to do the show. Now, he hadn't told y'all, but maybe he's just making me feel good. And I didn't think he's going to do the show. And he ended up doing it. We had a blast hanging out together.
Well, I tell you, man, like, it's always good. I know that we got limited time with you because you're a busy guy. But, like, Steve, I tell you, man, I've had nothing but great experiences working with you. I've had nothing but great experiences interviewing you and talking to you. Like, man, we got to do this more often, man. I tell you what, I appreciate you coming on, man. I know you got a roll.
Appreciate you, too.
Thanks for listening. Catch us Monday through Saturday on Busted Open from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on SiriusXM. Fight Nation, Channel 156. The Busted Open Podcast.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.